One World Beat.
One World Beat.
Uniting musicians to make a difference through music. Concerts around the world to give a child a chance for a better future. Join One World Beat and make your own impact on issues that matter.
So I'm talking to Andy Mead for One World Beat Radio, who's very kindly agreed to be interviewed to cover what went on last year at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Andy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell us what happened last year.
Last year we took 10 unsigned bands from around the country up to London's Shepherd's Bush Empire for an industry showcase in aid of Keep a Child Alive through the One World Beat International Music Festival.
And what kind of musicians did you have?
We tried to keep it really eclectic, because we generally work in the rock genre. We ended up with about 10 kind of soft rock, indie kind of bands, through to some really heavy and death metal bands. So it's quite an eclectic day, you know, and it was interesting for the audience who perhaps were expecting to come down and see, you know, just a standard rock and roll, and then they were getting thrown into heavy metal. So it was a nice eclectic day of music.
And what made you do it for One World Beat? What made you instigate the whole concert?
Well, we wanted to do a really large-scale unsigned bands concert for a while, and we really fancied booking the Shepherd's Bush Empire. So we were planning on doing the gig anyway. We were looking about that time of year, and then a colleague of ours just put us in touch with One World Beat and said, look, you might want to get involved in this. And we thought it was a good idea to do a charity gig, and everyone kind of wins with One World Beat, we thought. So, you know, it was really beneficial for us and the bands because we got lots of publicity. It was good for One World Beat and the charities because they made money. And it was fantastic, again, for the bands just to be able to play on such a big stage in a well-known venue. So.
And how did being involved with One World Beat help your concert, do you think?
It was fantastic. I mean, we've always covered a lot of promotion ourselves, which can be really expensive with print and advertising and what have you. And One World Beat took a lot of that pressure off of our hands. They did lots of mail-outs on our behalf, and we ended up with press releases in about 40 countries around the world. So we were hitting people that would never even heard of Fresh Sounds or heard of any of the bands that were playing as well. So on a publicity front, it was fantastic for us. They even managed to get us a plug on BBC One Breakfast Show in the morning. So, I mean, that was fantastic to have the event shown in front of millions of people, if you like.
And so afterwards you donated the money to One World Beat, and they passed it on to the charity.
That's right, yeah, our finance just forwarded all the funds raised. So I think it was just under £4,000 through to One World Beat, and then they distributed to Keep a Child Alive.
Oh my God, how many people did you have attending if you made £4,000?
Well, it's about a 2,000 capacity venue, but we closed the top couple of floors, so we ended up with about 1,400 people through the door over the night. And obviously, just to put the event on is incredibly expensive, and we spent some money making a DVD for all of the bands out of it as well, which features snippets from each of the bands and that kind of thing. So we spent some money producing a real top quality show rather than purely aiming at just getting the show on the road and making an absolute fortune. So what we thought was, with difficulties with licensing, but we hope to still get this DVD out to the public, so that obviously a percentage of that money will be able to go through to One World Beat. So it's kind of longer term, more sustainable way of donating money to the cause, really. It was a step up for us to be able to book a slightly larger venue, and it was really useful for us contact wise because of the prestigiousness of the venue. We ended up having a lot of interest from record labels, and we had like attendance from over 44 different record labels around the place, so it was really great for us building contacts as well. Yeah,
that's true. How did you get the record labels to come along?
Well, we do an industry invite for all of our events, but this one we just made it a lot more substantial, and obviously by putting a name like Shepherd's Bush Empire on the paper, they take note. So we just, main contact is we send mail outs through the internet, we send a hard copy out, we send tickets out and invites out, we follow up with phone calls, just trying to get in touch with everybody everywhere we can, really, using all resources and A&R contacts that we can find.
Andy, thank you very much for talking to One World Beat.
You're welcome, no worries, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye then.
One World Beat. Uniting musicians to make a difference through music.
Okay, so Eleanor, tell us what you did last year for One World Beat.
Last year I got an email from you guys informing me about the organization, and I thought it was an absolute great idea. So I put together a show with a couple of other bands and a promoter at the Garage in Ibony Leeds, Eaton.
The Garage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we just, you know, played our set, and a few people turned up. After that, we sold a few CDs, got all the money together, and sent it to you guys.
And how did you publicise your event?
It was publicised through my website, and my record company, of course, sent newsletters out to press, and local press, and national press, and, you know, just my press PR as well. So we just tried to make a good effort through the fan base as well. And it was, the response was great. The people really felt, and it was a really good cause.
What was your career like before One World Beat, and did it have any effect on your career?
The biggest effect that it had on my career is the fact that it made me aware that it is possible with music to make a difference on life, not just, you know, dream of being rock stars and stuff, but actually do something and it can make a real difference and can really help people. That was the biggest thing I've learned by doing that, and really made me want to do more. I am currently doing a couple of showcases in London to see which major record company, if there's a major company that is interested.
And when you went to organise the Garage, was it very difficult to do, or did you find it all fell into place very easily?
It was fairly easy, because the procedure of organising that gig was almost the same as organising any other gig. The only difference was to be well prepared and organised on collecting the money, make sure that we had someone holding on to the money, selling the CDs, and, you know, just administrating throughout an evening where, you know, people might get drunk and stuff, and just had to make sure that someone was there collecting the money all the time and looking after the money to make sure that the crowd then turned up just because, you know, they were friends or they knew about me playing, you know, got informed of what was the real reason behind the gig.
Didn't Garage give you staff?
No, it wasn't organised by the Garage. It was really myself and my record company.
That's a big job.
Yeah, but it was worth it, and we were just so happy because we made so much more than what we were expecting. The place was...
Can I ask you what you made?
I think it was quite a lot. A few hundred pounds for sure.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant.
Which is great for, you know, the kind of audience that I have anyway. I don't have a big mainstream audience, you know. It's still related to, you know, my friends and my fan base, which is growing, but it's not, you know, mainstream fan base.
Well, Eleanor, we wish you all the best for the future. Thank you for talking to One World Beat, and hopefully we'll see you in a concert this year.
Thank you, guys, for sure.
Join One World Beat and make your own impact on issues that matter. Uniting musicians to make a difference through music.
One World Beat Radio, bringing bands from all over the globe together. Bands like Counterglow. Solarcade. Melodigo.
Snow on Boston coming, the very first storm of the year.
Mike Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, what's up, baby?
I love you. I love you.
One World Beat Radio, bringing musicians together to make a change.
Join One World Beat and make your own impact on issues that matter. Uniting musicians to make a difference through music. One World Beat. Concerts around the world to give a child a chance for a better future.